Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, believers, let's clap our hands and celebrate Jesus. He's worthy.
conference muted.
The name of this song is just simply Total Praise.
Thank you.
Everybody open your mouth and worship the Lord. He's worthy of the glory. He deserves the praise today. Come on, everybody all over the room, open your mouth and worship Him. Lift your hands and bless Him in this place.
Simple song. you. Can we lift our hands together one time? My hallelujah belongs to you. Everybody, come on and come to the table.
Higher, lift his name. Higher. likes to magnify himself. So he likes to magnify your problems. He likes to magnify our problems and every situation that is bothering us. He likes to make it big so that he looks as if he is big. But when you begin to lift Jesus up, when you begin to worship Jesus, you magnify, you have to lift Jesus above your problems. You have to lift Jesus above your tears. You have to lift Jesus up above every situation. Because he is the Lord of all. He is the King of all. He is Lord, that means he's the boss. He is in charge, hallelujah. And that is why we lift up the name of Jesus. One more time, I want you to join us and lift his name.
Now and that we'll listen at another time. We Hallelujah. We bless the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, the name of Jesus, the name above every name. We bless this name. Regardless of the storms of life in the valley, we said thank you. On the mountaintop, we said thank you. Lord, it could have been worse, but we say you deliver us, you save us, you redeem us. We say thank you, God. We are forever, ever, ever grateful for you, Lord. We bless your name. We honor you, oh God. We thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Your name is above every name. Thank you, Lord. Oh God, you created us for your noble purposes. We say thank you. To the name of Jesus is above every name. We thank you, Lord God Almighty. We thank you, omnipotent God. Hallelujah, all-powerful God. Oh, omniscient God, all-knowing God. We thank you. We thank you, our Redeemer, our Savior. We thank you, Elohim. Hallelujah. We thank you, Master. Hallelujah. We say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for victory. Victory, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Oh God, we adore you. Oh God, we love you, Lord. We magnify you, oh God. At the mention of your name, oh God, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. So we have gathered together this morning in unity, in oneness, oh God, to honor you, to give you praises and adoration. Everything that's due to your name, oh God, all that we are and all that we hope to be, we surrender to you. We thank you, Lord, that you will never fail us. You will never leave us. You will never forsake us. Thank you, Lord. Oh God, you are faithful, you're kind. Thank you, Lord, for salvation. Thank you, Lord, for sending the Holy Ghost who is right now leading, guiding us into all truth. We thank you, your name. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we come to thy throne of grace and we ask you for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us, O God. We have sinned and we have fallen short of your glory. Lord, have mercy upon us, even the negative thoughts that we think. Lord, take it away. Wash us in the blood of Jesus. Have mercy, O God. Have mercy upon us. Cleanse us, O God, from all unrighteousness. Mercy for our children. Lord, mercy for our grandchildren. Mercy for our spouse. Mercy, O God, for our siblings. Mercy for our nieces and our nephews. Mercy for each and every one of us. Mercy, O God, your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy, O God. Be merciful unto us, O God. We have sinned. Be merciful unto us. We have fallen short of your glory. We cry out to you for mercy in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus wash us. We soak this service in the blood of Jesus. We soak our environment in the blood of Jesus. We soak the airways, the cyberspace, the network in the blood of Jesus. Oh God. our wombs in the blood of Jesus. We took our children and our grandchildren, our spouses in the blood of Jesus. We took our siblings, our nieces, and our nephews in the blood of Jesus. Everyone here this morning, cover in the blood of Jesus. Cover their dwelling places in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. We thank you, O God, for the blood, the blood, the blood. We took every cell, every tissue, every organ, every system in our bodies in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus perfect all that concerns our lives. Father God, let your blood give us that strength, O God, in the name of Jesus. O God, we draw healing in the name of Jesus. Oh, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you for the blood of Jesus. We took our children, dwelling places, their environments in the blood of Jesus. Father God, our spouses, our nieces, our nephews, their dwelling places in the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you for the blood. Lord, this morning we lift up Pastor Young. Oh, God, we thank you first of all that it could have been worse. But because you step right in, you turn it around for your glory and your honor. Hallelujah. When the enemy came against her like a flood, you lift up that standard, oh, God, against the enemy. We do not take that for granted. It could have been worse. And so, Lord, we thank you. We bless you, oh God. We thank you for speedy recovery. In the name of Jesus, we cover the hospital with the blood of Jesus. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, the nurses, the doctors, with the blood of Jesus. Father God, we speak healing to her. By the stripes of Jesus, she is healed, oh God. Oh, Father God, we pray that you touch her right now, that you strengthen her right now, oh God. Her hope lies only in you, Jesus. Heal the leg, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father, Holy Ghost, be with her right now. Holy Ghost, be with her. Speak to her, oh God. Lord, encourage her. Continue to encourage her. Let her know that you are right there with her, oh God. Send your holy angels to encamp around her, to be with her 24/7. We took medication in the blood of Jesus, oh God, eliminate her from any pain, oh God. In the name of Jesus, keep her under the blood of Jesus. In the valley, she says thank you. In the mountain, we join her with the say thank you. In the valley, we say thank you. We join her to say thank you. In everything, give thanks. For it is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us. We thank you for victory. There is victory in the name of Jesus. We thank you for she is more than victorious through Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for healing her, oh God. We thank you for her daughter, her family, oh God, that's right there. We'll be with her always with her. We thank you for the support, oh God. We thank you, Lord. We will continue to pray, oh God. Even just as a birth month, we thank you, Lord. Say that the Lord rebuke you. You have no right in her life. Her body, soul, and spirit belongs to Jesus. She will live to declare the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. We bless your name. In the name of Jesus, we not only pray for her, but we pray for all those that are right there this morning that do not feel well. We pray for the healing anointing, the healing touch of Almighty God to touch each and every one that's not feeling well. So heal them and make them whole, oh God. Heal us, oh God. Heal me, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Make me whole, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Strengthen me, oh God. Strengthen us, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, I cover each and every one of us this morning with your holy blood, your precious blood, your redeeming blood. Hallelujah. This morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of life, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, we put the full armor on, oh God. We put the armor on our spouses. We put the armor on our children, our grandchildren. Oh God, we put the armor on our siblings, our nieces, and our nephews, oh God. In the name of Jesus, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. Lord, we ask you to be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us. Hallelujah. Ooh. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we thank you for the fresh oil, the fresh anointing. We thank you for pouring on us, oh God, your first oil, your first anointing. We thank you for empowering us. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, oh God, for the caravan of blessings, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for activating the gift of the Holy Spirit within us, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for leading us. We thank you, Lord, for guiding us. We thank you, Lord, for protecting us. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Father God, we pray for Mother Brooks, oh God. We ask you to continue to be with her, guide and protect her. We pray for Mother Somerville. We pray that you will continue to lead. Oh God, you are faithful. You are faithful. We know that you will always be with us. Be with Mother Somerville. Be with Mother Brooks and her children and family. Mother Somerville, her children and family. Be with them. Be with them, oh God. Oh God, comfort her daughter who's mourning the loss of her husband. Comfort the family in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, every one under the sound of my voice, Father, you know what they're going through. You know they're going and they're coming up. But we can say victory in the name of Jesus. Trust and obey, but there is no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. So, Lord, we thank you and we bless you. Hallelujah, Holy Spirit, take preeminence as I come into the word. But, oh, God, and I just say thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah, thank you, Lord. Somebody yell, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, my son, did he akoro say. Hallelujah. We say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for us, hallelujah, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 In Jesus' name, amen. Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. my cup runneth over. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Hallelujah. Wherever you are, begin to bless the Lord. Open your mouth. This is the first day of November, and begin to say, Lord, thank you for being my shepherd. Hallelujah, that I will lack nothing, oh God. My children will not lack nothing. Lift up your voice and let the Lord hear it from you. That the Lord, as you are declaring it, you are decreeing and declaring it, that the Lord is my shepherd. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Uriah, my Sunday. We bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The Lord is my shepherd. Thank you, Lord. So this morning, as I was meditating on this word, the Lord is my, I keep going back and forth, yes, because you can take the scripture and use it. The Bible is, it's so full. Even in our lifestyle, we can't exhaust these scriptures. The word of God. So God took me. If you look at the Lord is my shepherd, you see that it's a journey. Because a shepherd leaves, you don't see it's not stagnation. And I look at the Lord is my shepherd. I think upon my life. Think upon your life. Hallelujah. That your life is not a stagnant life. You're moving your arms, your lips. You're moving your life, and it's not stagnant. Hallelujah. You're not the life that is stagnant, the life that is not doing anything. That life, nobody in this planet Earth is just there when the only stiffness is in the grave. Hallelujah. The only sickness is the grave. Right now, you have life, and Jesus came to give you life and give us life and give us life more abundantly. Satan came to steal, kill, and destroy, but Jesus said, I came to give you life and give you life more abundantly. So the Lord is my shepherd. I look at the good shepherd. He's not, hallelujah, he's not Satan, he is your shepherd. John 10 says, verily, verily, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs by some other way is a thief and a robber. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the door for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought all his own, he goes on ahead. And the sheep follow him because they know his voice. The sheep follow him because they know the voice, and they will never follow a voice of a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him, a voice, because they do not recognize the stranger's voice. You follow the voice that you recognize, the voice of the shepherd. Jesus used this figure of speech. I'm reading from the New International Version, John 10. But the Pharisees did not understand what he was telling them. He's using a metaphor to tell them something. Therefore, Jesus said again, verily, truly, I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. Hallelujah. All who have come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep have not listened to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pastures. Hallelujah. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. This is the NIV version. I love the King James. Let's go to the King James. Hallelujah, Virgin. Hallelujah. Then he goes on to verse 11. I am the good shepherd. Hallelujah. The good shepherd gave his life for the sheep. Hallelujah. You see the difference in God. Jesus is saying that he's a good shepherd. There is a bad shepherd. But there's a good shepherd, there's a bad, when there is bad shepherd, but he's a good shepherd. You have to understand who he is. You know his voice, you hear his voice, and you follow him. You know, the other day my sister and I were talking about, and I said to her, to her oldest child, he had a problem in recognizing when he was a baby. He would look at me and look at her because he heard our voices when he was very young, about 2-3 months old. He started to get, because our voices are almost similar, and so he would look. But then he recognized who his mom. He was instantly, after a while, it didn't even take him long. He knew who his mother was. Why? Because of her fragrance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay? We had the similar voice. Because, you know, let me tell you, Satan was copying everything that Jesus does. You say, but it sounds like Jesus. He walks like Jesus. You would say, oh, but you see, my nephew could tell the difference because of the fragrance that both of us carry. He knew the fragrance of his mother, and he knew the fragrance of me. He knew his mother's fragrance was different from my fragrance. So obviously, he would listen. He heard. He looked at the voices, but he went after the fragrance. He reached out for the fragrance. Hallelujah. What am I saying? There's a fragrance with Jesus that makes the difference. The voice might sound the same, but there's a fragrance. When Jesus enters into your presence, there's a fragrance. You know, when evil enters into your presence, you can feel, start shivering. You can say, oh, I feel something evil pass by. But when your skin creeping, and when you can sense evil, you can smell something, smell evil. But when you know the fragrance of Jesus is different, Satan cannot copy the fragrance of Christ. He cannot copy the fragrance of the good shepherd. Identical to it, they have the same voice, the same thing, but their fragrance. Oh, God, I can preach on that. It's different. Hallelujah. Which fragrance are you after? The fragrance of Jesus is different. The fragrance of Jesus, who is the good shepherd. Hallelujah. It's different. You follow. After that fragrance of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Fragrance is life. Life. So that sheep, he doesn't want to follow that voice of a stranger. But it sounds so much like Jesus. But the fragrance is different. And you can smell it far off. When his fragrance comes, hallelujah. Let me tell you, if you wear the cheap perfume. But there's a difference between a cheap perfume and an expensive perfume. There's a difference. There's a difference that you between it. People say, oh, but it smells like semen. No, it's not the same. It's a difference. That fragrance is different. It smells different. Because you see, this fragrance, if you wear a cheap perfume, the things that they use to make that perfume, all those things are cheap. They don't use that 100%. They don't use the quality. But when you have the real perfume, it's used the quality. It's pure. The fragrance of Jesus is pure. The fragrance of Jesus is holy. Hallelujah. You see, God talks about fragrance. Even when you go to the tabernacle, you see the fragrance is the myrrh. When you look at the cinnamon, there's so many fragrances. When you see that fragrance, the frankincense, hallelujah, hallelujah, the myrrh, there's so much to do about fragrance. But do you know the fragrance of Jesus? If you miss the voice, can you tell the fragrance of the shepherd? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't believe in that stuff. But people used to put perfumes on the dead body, and they would say, oh, I smell. So they can sense when their dead relatives come. You know, people, we do all kinds of stuff. And then you would hear them say, oh, yes, I smell that perfume. My mom is there, my dad is there, or a different fragrance. But there is a fragrance of Jesus. In that fragrance, there's healing, there's deliverance. When the fragrance of Jesus enters, that means he's there. You cannot separate the fragrance from the person. When you smell that fragrance, ooh, do you know that Jesus is right there, that good shepherd. You might miss the voice, but do miss the fragrance. Hallelujah. Do miss his fragrance. You got to recognize. The only way you can recognize Jesus, he's with you. You, because you know that baby, my nephew could recognize his mother's fragrance because he stayed in her womb for 9 months. Your baby could recognize your fragrance for anybody else, whether they had the same voice, the same thing, because they stayed in your, within you for 9 months, and then you, your smell. Every one of us have a unique, see, God, and the distinct smell. I don't care whether we have the same DNA. We all have a distinct smell about us. And so our babies that we carry in our womb for 9 months, when they're born, they're young, can hardly see. But they smell the fragrance. That's why when you pick up the baby and you're holding the baby see your voice, and yeah, confused. Then after a while, you see the baby looking, because I say, that's not, this is my auntie, this is not my mom. And you see the baby trying to twist, like my nephew was trying to twist and turn and twist, and then you will get confused and look again, and you hear the voices. But then he recognized his mother because he recognized her frequency and stayed in her womb. He recognized, she would stay in that mean, be presence of the Lord. You cannot recognize the fragrance of Jesus if you don't read, you don't study, you don't pray, you don't be in his presence. Hallelujah. How can you recognize? You receive it as your Lord and personal Savior, but you yet and say you do what you want to do, you will not recognize the fragrance. You have to be in an intimate relationship with it to recognize his fragrance. My nephew has to be in his mother, in Christ, in you, Christ in me, in the hope of glory. Hallelujah. We're starting this month of November. Do you know Christ's fragrance? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I was trying to pick a gospel artist for the upcoming event. And I said, I want the fragrance of worship. I'm not looking for performance. and all that stuff is about the presence of Jesus Christ. It's about his fragrance. Hallelujah. That when people come in, they will feel his presence of God. Hallelujah. Healing, deliverance, restoration gonna take place in the name of Jesus. In his presence, there's fullness of joy. In his presence, we are made whole. So when I look after, I look for the presence, the fragrance of Jesus Christ, fragrance in worship, fragrance in prayer. What is your heart? Does your prayer smell for God? Hallelujah. If your heart is not right, the fragrance, God does not receive that fragrance. What is the fragrance of your worship? Fragrance. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you this morning. Thank you, Jesus. If you have to not go, Lord, I cannot go. All I want is your presence. Is to smell your fragrance. Hallelujah. Fragrance in every area of my life. Your fragrance. Fragrance. Your fragrance. So I thank you this morning that I pray for every one of us. Oh God, bless us. Let us know the fragrance of Jesus Christ. Feel holy worship. Hallelujah. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. From thine is thy kingdom, thy power and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. As you go through the month of November, may you, his fragrance, and the look everywhere you go, his presence be with you. God bless you. Have a wonderful and a blessed day.